If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
20 Things Proving That Japan Lives in 3018. Japan has always been ahead of the game when it comes to development, innovation, and service. Anyone who visits this country will, without a doubt, be amazed by something, like robots working as hotel staff, vending machines on every corner, or even a smart bra, just to name a few. Today, we've collected 20 outstanding innovations proving that Japan must be living in 3018. But before we start our tour into this futuristic country, be sure to click the subscribe button and turn on the little notification bell so that you don't miss any of the exciting new updates coming out daily on the Bright Side of Life. Number 20. Super Toilets. Toilets in Japan, like their gadgets, are technologically advanced and user-friendly. Even the simpler ones still have built-in sinks on the tank and heated seats. Some public restrooms use a system that shows you which stalls are vacant or occupied. And the most high-tech super toilets are like a Swiss Army knife, with all kinds of buttons that raise or lower the seat, play some white noise background music, and, of course, send a spray of water to clean the user up. Oh, and they've been using these things for over 35 years. So, yeah. Number 19. Rice Paddy Art. Each year, the Japanese village of Inkadate transforms rice paddy fields into large-scale works of art. Known as Tanbo art, this tradition started in 1993 with the purpose of reviving the region's dwindling economy. It became and remains a huge success, with hundreds of thousands of spectators visiting the place to personally witness these incredible masterpieces. They have a different theme each year, like Japanese folklore, anime, and iconic figures from movies, all made in exquisite detail using 10 colorful strains of rice plant varieties. Number 18. Grooming dogs into cubes. The Japanese love everything that's cute, or kawaii as they call it, like cats and anime characters with their large, adorable eyes. As for their pooches, the latest craze in Japan is to groom their dogs into perfectly trimmed cubes. It isn't just in Japan, but its neighboring countries as well. The Japanese must have a thing for cubes, since they also do it to their favorite summer fruit, watermelons. Number 17. Hello Kitty Melon. In Japan, they take cultivating melons pretty seriously. You won't only see pricey cube-shaped watermelons, but also ones in a heart and pyramid shape. There are even human-faced watermelons complete with eyes, a nose, and a mouth. As for one of Japan's most iconic characters, Hello Kitty even has her face on a melon. To top it off, these Hello Kitty branded melons are priced at $69. Number 16. Shoes designed like a bullet train. High-speed trains in Japan are designed like, well, a bullet, hence the name. These things can go up to 198 miles per hour and are known for their punctuality, comfort, safety, and efficiency. They have six types of bullet trains, but one must have stood out to this shoe designer. These sneakers are made to look like the Tohoku Shinkansen train. I wonder if they make you run faster. Number 15. Expectations meet reality in Japan. It's obvious by now that Japan can deliver. But even when you go into a restaurant or cafe, what you see in those beautiful advertisements is exactly what you get. Just look at this Starbucks matcha s'more frappuccino compared to the display nearby. In Japan, they consider food preparation an art. A classic example is the glass display that showcases a restaurant's dishes. In Japan, when you order food, it's the same as what's advertised. Number 14. Ice cream in a fish-shaped cone. Who wants a plain old boring ice cream cone when you can have a fish-shaped one? The cone is from a taiyaki, or grilled sea bream. These are small waffle-like cakes filled with a mix of azuki red bean paste and sugar. But they added a delicious twist by opening the fish's mouth and stuffing it with soft-serve ice cream. I'll take five, please. Thank you. Number 13. Black fries. Most of us like our fries hot, crisp, and… black? Nope, These charcoal black fries aren't burnt. They're special fries made from a spicy black potato that you can buy at a cafe and bar in Kyoto. Number 12. Portable ashtrays. In Japan, nearly one-fifth of adults smoke. Sure, it's a nasty habit, but at least the Japanese are polite and respectful when it comes to their cigarette ashes and butts. Smokers take portable ashtrays with them whenever they smoke outside of designated smoking areas. It's an ashtray that fits in your pocket, or you can attach it to a keychain. Number 11. Braille on beer cans. Inclusive Japanese brewers stamp the word beer in Braille on top of their cans, and they do it entirely out of sheer concern. That is, it isn't a government-mandated program or anything. This is to help the blind differentiate a can of soda from a beer. Well done, Japan! Number 10. The most organized luggage pickup. It's nothing new that luggage is haphazardly dumped at airports when you're about to pick it up. However, in Japan, you'll feel like you've been transported to a different dimension when you see all the suitcases perfectly aligned on the baggage claim belt with their handles facing upright for easy pickup. Not only that, airport staff even painstakingly sort luggage by color. Number 9. Glow-in-the-dark tattoos. Tattooing is a form of art in its own right, but Japan gave it an exciting twist. Known as blacklight tattoos, or UV tattoos, this awesome ink uses a UV-reactive fluorescence dye and comes to life under UV light. This is the kind of tattoo that wouldn't be under the scrutiny of your parents' or boss's glare. Number 8. Park and lock umbrella. It isn't just your bike that can lock while you're away. In Japan, you can park and lock your umbrella so that no one will accidentally take it. This sort of umbrella rack is a common sight at hotels, sports centers, and government buildings. Just make sure you don't lose your key or forget your locker number. Number 7. Unattended produce stands. Mujin Hanbai, or unmanned stores, are a common sight at roadsides in Japan. They're a nice way for farmers to get rid of extra stock, yet still make a nice coin for it. Passersby can simply pick a produce item and drop the payment in a jar. This strategy doesn't only promote honesty, but also prevents food waste. Number 6. The country of vending machines. According to their tourism board, there are currently 5.5 million vending machines all over the country. That's equivalent to one vending machine per 23 people. They sell almost everything from drinks to eggs, bananas, vegetables, and surgical masks. They also offer items you'll only find in Japanese vending machines like rice, flowers, pantyhose, eyeglasses, hamburgers, ramen, sushi, socks, umbrellas, and even puppies, just to name a few. Number 5. Multi-level parking lots. Japan is almost the same size as California, so they have to utilize the limited space they have. One of their solutions is intelligent parking systems started in 1965 by the Japan Parking System Manufacturers Association. It's like a multi-level garage within a parking space. Incredible! They also have what's called the Cycle Tree, which is an automated parking system for bikes. Number 4. Capsule hotels. No, this isn't from some sci-fi movie. Capsule hotels are small, compact hotels that have individual pods complete with a bed, lights, shelves, electrical outlets, a small locker, and a radio or TV. So if you missed the last train or planned a night out in one of Japan's busiest districts, this is the perfect place to recharge. Well, as long as you're not claustrophobic or anything. Number 3. Sigaya Ocean Dome. If you want to go to the beach but hate getting sunburned, then the Sigaya Ocean Dome is your answer for an unforgettable summer getaway. This is one of the world's largest indoor water parks and artificial beaches. It opened in 1993 and can accommodate 10,000 people. The Sigaya Ocean Dome has all the amenities like jacuzzis, restaurants, and a theater. Number 2. Robot Run Hotel. There's a hotel in Japan where the entire staff consists of robots, and it's the first of its kind worldwide. It's located in Tokyo and is aptly called the Hen Na, or Weird Hotel. Here, the receptionist that greets you at check-in might be an animatronic dinosaur or a blinking female android. Well, the hotel isn't entirely run by robots. It's still staffed by 10 people. Who else will recharge the bots? Number 1. Smart Bra. We have smartphones, smart watches, smart glasses, and smart cars. But have you ever heard of the smart bra? This bra knows what its wearer feels and opens only when a woman is with someone she's really into. In other words, it only unhooks for your one true love, hence the name, the True Love Tester. How romantic, I guess.